From WBHM in Birmingham, I'm Janae Pierre. Sparked by nationwide protests calling for racial justice, a growing number of cities are taking down Confederate monuments. Many say the symbols were erected to solidify a narrative of white supremacy. So what does it mean to remove them? And where should these structures go after they come down? WBHM's Mary Scott Hodgen reports.
About 2 weeks ago, a group of protesters gathered at Lynn Park in downtown Birmingham. Marquise Jones went to check it out and started filming.
Wow.
He watched as the crowd spray-painted monuments and chipped away at the 50-foot-tall Confederate statue at the park's entrance. He says the group was young and diverse.
They are absolutely passionate about what they're doing, and I'm in awe.
The group tried and failed to pull down the large monument, but they got the attention of Birmingham Mayor Randall Woodfin. Less than 2 days later, the monument was gone.
In order to prevent more civil unrest in our city, I think it is very imperative that we remove this statue.
It was a quick departure for a structure that Birmingham has tried to take down for years. The removal violated a 2017 state law that protects historic monuments, and Birmingham now faces a lawsuit over the issue. Despite that, other cities have followed suit. In recent weeks, Mobile removed a 120-year-old Confederate statue. And in Tuscaloosa, the University of Alabama removed three plaques and a large boulder that commemorated the Confederacy. UA historian Hillary Green says the removal of these structures in Alabama and across the nation is significant.
I feel like I'm a witness to history that I read about, I write about, and talk about. And now I'm like, this is going to be a moment that I'm going to be teaching, writing about for the rest of my life. And I'm here. And I'm seeing it.
Green says Confederate symbols that sit in front of government buildings or rise above public parks have always been a source of pain for African Americans. She says most of the statues were erected between 1890 and 1915, when lynchings were common and segregation divided the country.
It's the cultural redemption and cultural enforcement of Jim Crow is what those monuments represent.
Leisha Brooks has studied the nation's Confederate symbols for years. She co-authored a report by the Southern Poverty Law Center that tracks them and campaigns for their removal. In recent weeks, Brooks says the death of George Floyd has inspired a new wave of activism, and people want change.
The country is focused on better understanding how systemic racism and anti-Black racism is made manifest. How is it systemic? What are some of the structures that uphold the system?
She says monuments to the Confederacy are part of that structure, which is why they need to be removed from public spaces. But what should communities do with them after they come down? In some states, they've been placed in storage or sold at auction. Birmingham officials won't reveal the current location of the statue they removed from Lynn Park, but they say they're still figuring out what to do with it. Groups like the Sons of Confederate Veterans, who opposed removing the monument in the first place, want it restored and preserved on private property. Historian Hillary Green says it's okay to put Confederate symbols in a museum or archive.
But let's put it where it can be contextualized, and you can go and study it where it is as an artifact of the past.
And she says that means any damage or markings, like graffiti, should stay, because that documents the history of its removal. At Lynn Park today, a construction fence surrounds the patch of gravel where the Confederate monument once stood. Marquise Jones says he can't believe it's gone. He says he doesn't support vandalism, but the monument needed to come down.
With this being gone and a pretty much all-Black city, it was a weight lifted off of this city.
He says he doesn't really care what happens to the statue, but he's excited to see what might take its place. Maybe a monument to one of Birmingham's countless Black leaders, or a memorial to the community coming together today and asking for a better future. Mary Scott Hodgen, WBHM.